What a lovely way to spend a sunrise.
Ustedes están escuchando La Leyenda en mi tiempo libre.
Welcome to part 2 of our special episode with Sir Ollie of London. Be sure to check your downloads for part 1, or you'll be lost. Asshole. Oh, yes. And Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for everyone listening. If you're under the age of 21, or easily offended, we may suggest you find your audio entertainment elsewhere, like misinformation. They're more polite than us, less funny, but polite.
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
We got him, he's on video, heyo!
Oh my god, turn it off!
Oh, why does the reference say...
I'm claiming to be no picture. This is a sock, by the way, around my microphone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's the beat-off. This is a
I ain't got no option.
Hey, is that your TV mounted to your wall?
Notice how the sock doesn't move? The more he moves it around, it stays in the same position.
Oh. I'm sorry that these guys are making fun of you, Ollie.
We're making fun of his comrade.
Do you know what? They can make fun of me all they like. I'm looking at your shirt, mate. Your face.
My shirt's just as good as yours. You got stripes, I got black. What are you talking about?
Gay-ass lumberjack shirt. Shut your mouth.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
I don't even think you got pants on.
I don't have pants on, so I don't even need
he doesn't have pants.
They're called trousers, firstly. And no, I'm not wearing trousers. Do you know why? Because it's about 4 o'clock in the morning.
It is.
Okay, I'm allowed to just wear my boxers and a shirt in my room.
I'm with you.
At 4 o'clock.
Fair enough. I agree. Would you like... I think you should apologize to Ollie.
For what?
Don't apologize.
He made fun of my shirt!
For being a cunt.
Because you look like a gay lumberjack, so I took the piss out of it.
So then that would be, I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay.
Stop it.
Work all night, sleep all day.
Oh, fuck.
I agree with this button situation though. I can't fault you on that, Sarah. You got enough buttons undone to be cool.
Yeah, but no chest hair.
No, I got no.
He's definitely not Welsh.
I've got no chest hair either, man. I'm you know.
See?
Yeah,
no one likes you, man.
Everybody loves me. Fuck you,
man. It's okay. I can represent the chest hair for everybody.
No, I got chest hair. I've got the Welsh chest hair.
No, you don't.
You're blonde haired and blue eyed.
Do not make me take my tits out, because I will do it.
Take your tits out.
Look, man,
I got hair.
Look at that. And he's got man boobs.
Just like Ryan Giggs and shit. Woo!
Really, Matt? That's all you bring to the party? Fuck, man. You're a chump.
Oh, so anyway.
You were so lucky you got Tara when you were thin.
Right?
That's what
you do. You meet a really nice girl, you settle down, and then you get fat. That was my plan all along.
Tara, you are fucking fabulous for putting up with this bullshit.
It's true. So we were going to talk about Bullet Belt for a second. Oh, he's wearing headphones too, and you've been screaming like a fucking retard into your mic.
No, don't worry, man. I've got my headphones turned down low. I knew it was going to come up.
And is it mainly because fucking Rev keeps screaming?
Hey, look at that.
No, I kind of keep them down low whenever I record because people's voices are unpredictable.
Right.
What's the plan?
What's that?
What's the plan? Oh, what's going on? Your plan of meeting a woman settling down. No. My girlfriend is here in the corner. No. I met you.
Come in, you got to say that into the mic. You got to meet Ollie.
I met you, settled down and got fat. Ollie, this is my girlfriend, Tara.
Hello.
This is our friend, Ollie the cunt from London.
You can't talk like that. You're not allowed. You shouldn't be allowed to.
Fair enough.
There's a woman in the room.
So what's your problem,
she's
Tara?
Right. What's your problem, Tara?
Just saying I have a problem with
what?
His plan of... Uh-huh. Finding a woman, settling down, and getting fat.
No, I found you settled down and got fat.
Yeah. That's
I have a problem
the issue.
With this plan.
That's the issue, you dumb shit.
She's telling you to sit the fuck down, man. I think, you know.
Because I told him he's lucky that he found you when he was thin. Yeah.
Well, they're thin.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Time for you to go back to your homework.
I thought you were coming to bring us more.
We didn't pound on the wall, right. But you know we can.
Apparently,
go
for the Reverend is drinking all my beer.
Well,
what an asshole!
Van Boss is
comes over to my house, treats me like a piece of shit, and drinks my beer.
This is the best non-kind of job ever.
It's almost a
wait, Holly, Ollie, turn your headphones down for a second.
You keep cutting him off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every time he talks, you talk over him.
Dude, you're
being an asshole.
You're hurting his ears.
No, I'm not hurting his ears. I took the mic away because when you get louder,
you take the mic. microwave,
you dumb shit. Fuck! Jesus. This is the guy who plays the kazoo and plays the drums. Shit.
We are making this guy's life.
Matt
Lee. Oh, God. Oh, he's dying. You know what the best part about this is? Me and this fucker don't even know each other. Like, no idea. We've talked once on Facebook, and I was like, hey, you should
twice.
Be... Twice. Sorry, I forgot that second time where we had internet sex.
Yeah.
Ooh, special. Reverend can't get his beer open.
Can't get it up.
You know what I miss the most about living in Britain?
What?
Hot noodle.
Like Mr. Noodle?
Oh, it's like Mr. Noodle, only sexier.
Hey, don't know. Tara was saying before that in Wales they call it a urinal. Is that right?
Wait, Ollie, say the word urinal.
It depends, man. I call it either urinal or urinal. I normally say urinal.
Okay. And how do you say aluminum?
Aluminium.
It's aluminium. There are the letters there to facilitate that pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
Aluminium.
Thank you. Oh, so anyway, I was talking about I miss pot noodles. If I give you my address, will you send me some pot noodles?
Yeah, if you want.
You love you. He's just like, this guy's fucking asking me to send me pot noodles now? What the fuck?
That's what you need, more food.
It's
one of the most inferior foods there is here.
You watch your mouth. You know what
my... I'll watch my mouth. I watch it on your dick.
Oh, wait. I think you did that backwards.
That's a whole lot of gay...
The
phrase I think you meant to say was, I'll wash my mouth. I'll watch it all over your mom's vagina.
Ooh.
That's what I think you meant to
say.
Right?
Yeah, I know. But, yeah. You know.
Because we all know Matt's mom is a whole lot of milk.
I'm sorry. My joke failed.
It's okay. Sorry.
I thought it was funny. You
pick
up
the slack.
Hey, that joke you just did was like Liverpool's season.
Oh!
See, he likes
that
shit.
There was a great moment. You know, I think it was last season. You know when Tottenham were right at the bottom?
Yeah.
And there was just the best joke where it was, what's the difference between Tottenham and a samosa?
I don't know.
A samosa has 3 points.
Oh! I'll explain that to you later, retard. Don't worry.
3 points?
See, wait.
You are.
You see?
You are a fucking asshole. Plain and simple.
In football.
This is why people don't like you. This is why you go on to a fucking podcast to make friends.
He's not making friends here.
No,
he's trying.
He's not,
you know,
that
look
hard.
How offended he is. He's so hurt that I made fun of him for not understanding football. For a victory in football, you get 3 points.
Okay.
A samosa is a triangle. 3 points. Yeah, do you get the joke now?
Got it.
Hey, what's the difference between Arsenal and a bucket of shit?
Nothing.
The bucket.
Hey-oh!
You wouldn't get that one either, Buttercup. Don't worry.
The massive problem with that is that I used to, like, growing up in my house, I'm the only United fan, and I grew up in a house with two fucking gooners, my mum and my brother, and it was right at the period when, you know, Arsenal were kicking our ass in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I first properly got into football as well. So
worst couple of years of my life.
Huh?
Worst few years of my life. There are things you don't want as a Manchester United fan. You don't want to lose to Arsenal or Chelsea. And
Liverpool, Man City, Leeds.
That's true. There's so many, but and
they're all poor kids to me. I don't bother.
Shut up.
Oh, well done, Lumberjack. That's all funny. Tell us another joke.
Would you like to hear another joke?
Oh no, you're gonna mock the accent. Oh, you mean your mother tongue, the one that you nicked from us because you couldn't think of an accent.
It's unique from you? It is unique from you.
No, you moron. It's Canadian. It isn't stolen. You're fucking stupid.
The thumbs. Hush them.
Hey.
You know what's going to happen?
Lunchbox. Take it easy. Okay? Listen.
Wait,
the vertical stripes are supposed to make you look thinner.
Do you know what the best part of that was? You know when you were going, hey, I could hear the cogs in your head whirring as you were thinking for a joke. You slow motherfucker! Keep stump. You're not gonna beat me. I'm 19. My brain fires quicker than you. And
you're
semi pissed.
I love this guy.
You're all right.
I'm just saying. Next time I'm in London or in England, you and I are gonna get drunk together.
I don't drink.
What?
Wait.
What?
You got a designated driver?
That's not allowed.
I don't drive either. So
wait. Well, you don't drive because
you're
not.
What good are you then?
Wait. So. You don't drink? Have I not gotten to that episode of Ben and Ollie yet?
I don't drink at all.
Have you ever?
Well, I stopped drinking in November 2008.
That's a long time ago. Weren't you like fucking 16 then?
2 years ago? No, I would have been 18. 17.
Yeah, I'm no good with math, okay? So don't mock me.
Huh?
I'm no good with math, so don't mock me. so what? Why don't you drink? What is it? The taste of it you don't like, or do you wind up sleeping with AK when you're drunk?
You smoke weed instead.
No, I've had problems with things, and I just thought knock it all on the head, and it will all be sorted.
Good work. I think we should leave it at that. Now the Reverend, on the other hand, is a fucking alcoholic motherfucker, who often drives when he shouldn't.
Not driving tonight.
No, he's not driving tonight. But I'm not even kidding. This will only be visual. But I've seen times where he's got his keys in his hand and he's shaking. And then the next day I'll ask him something and I'll say, hey, remember yesterday when you told me this? And he's like, no, I was really drunk. And I'm like, you drove home, asshole. And he's like, I know.
That's so silly. Why would you do that?
I don't drive drunk.
You're lying.
It's not driving when you're drunk. It's coasting.
He's going to punch me in the face now.
No, when you're 200, okay, I'm 230 pounds, and what is the limit now is
0.05,
right? You know, it used to be 0.08.
I don't know.
I usually drive at 0.10.
Fair enough. Okay. Oh, you know why, Ollie? Because the partner in his band bought a breathalyzer and will not let Reverend drive him home unless he uses the breathalyzer first.
That was a wise investment.
Wasn't it?
How much did
that cost? That's brilliant.
$200.
That's genius. He spent $200.
Yeah. What's that, 50p?
Oh, it's like 100 pounds.
Yeah, 100 pounds.
Currency joke.
Hey-oh! 100 quid, as Delboy would say.
As most people say, it's 100 quid.
Yeah. 100 quid.
Yep. Quid. Or a ton, if you prefer.
A ton?
A ton. T-O-N. Oh. Ton.
Right. No, I've only ever heard it called quid.
Yeah, I've
so,
never heard it.
Okay, so next time I'm in England, we can't drink together, but we can drink slush puppies and make fun of Ben.
Ah, slush puppies.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
Face up.
Because you're chubby like me, son. I know you like the slushies.
Mate, I haven't found a proper slush puppy. I've had shit slush, like, remake bollocks. Right. A real slush puppy I haven't had in years.
Oh, you need to come over to Kitchener, because I know where there's one. I can see a place from here that has slush puppies.
The actual slush puppy with the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The greatest pizza place in the world down here has slush puppies.
I did not know that was an international delicacy.
Oh, dude. It's the greatest pizza in the world, and they have slush puppies. What's not to love?
I think, well, you know what? I barely have the money to get to Ben's, which is just a train ride away. 30 quid. I don't have the money to go to wherever you live. Bathroom, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I got a... What did you say? The bathroom? Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Did you refer to my home as a toilet?
No, I referred to... You said it was some room in a house, the place that you lived. I couldn't remember what it was called.
Oh, Matt Cave. Try it.
No, not that yet.
He's talking about Kitchener.
Oh, Kitchener.
Fucking moron.
Fuck you. You're Dutch. You don't get to talk.
Shut it.
He knows.
You know, we got totally sidetracked with the bullet belt story.
Wow,
but,
we did.
Basically, one of our co-hosts, a.k.a. the Herpes Man, had sex with this girl that we refer to as Bullet Belt because she wears a belt of bullets.
Classic.
And then he told this whole story about this disgusting girl that he slept with. And then this little douche nozzle sent us an email and said, hey, I fucked that girl too.
They're fishing from the same pond. It's scary. Tim had to taste AK.
Oh, yeah. So I often remind him that his mouth has been where AK's dick has been.
And it on happens. AK's dick, which is why I can see the little cold sore.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
The resolution on that camera is that good? Holy fuck.
Oh, shit. So there's you need to spread the word there that AK has herpes, and you also need to spread the word to stay away from Bullet Belt.
In my highly listened to podcast, I will mention these stories.
Yes, please. And please mention ours, and so we can get some of your listeners. Some of the sweat. Please let us get some of the sweat that drips off of your balls. Because we need more listeners.
Put to you only as Matt motherfucking Lees could put it.
That's right. That's what she said.
Hey-o.
What are you doing? That's my
if
fucking beer.
You're not going to drink it. I am.
Did you see that? He just took my
no,
fucking beer.
No, don't drink that beer. That is not.
Oh.
He twisted it. He's.
That is the beer of an Englishman.
You're not a good guy. You're not one of the good guys.
No, he is quite clearly part of the Sith.
I am the founder of the feast. Trust me.
I give
as much as I take.
Ollie, you are, if not anything else, perceptive. It's like he can see the hate wafting off of you. It's just hatred and evil. The first thing he's going to say when we're done today is, that Ollie guy's an asshole.
No. I always give props to cut us up.
The deal is, I never try and like portray myself as anything but a bastard. Like, at some point or another, I'm gonna annoy someone or I'm gonna piss you off. So I might as well just come out and say, oh, I'm a prick.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Actually, well, yeah,
not as bad as you though.
I'm not saying I'm a nice guy. I'm just saying that what I say is generally the word of God.
Yeah.
Because
he's a reverend. He's a reverend, but he's ordained, more like. Yeah. You know, he thinks he's a reverend, but he's more like Father Jack.
Hey, Rev, when I picked you up today, what did your wife tell me when I picked you up from your house? That little story about...
Why are you talking like a black man?
Because it's coming out when I'm getting anecdotal.
Anecdotal?
Anecdotal.
Was there a joke lingering there somewhere?
There's a joke coming.
Wait, stop. Tim likes to do things like the BBC radio, really long and drawn out. It takes them 18 minutes to tell you that it was 1-1 in the FA Cup final, you know, before penalties. Okay. Anytime this guy tells you a story, it takes him a fucking month.
I just asked the Reverend to tell me what happened when I picked him up.
Okay, so Tim wants to know what happened when he picked you up today.
Oh, my wife had a bit of a rant.
Yeah, what'd your wife say?
Saying that I'm not necessarily a man of God, that I'm just an asshole, I think.
From the lady that sleeps next to this guy every goddamn night!
She said, you're not a man of God, you're an asshole.
Someone married this guy.
She told me that. Yeah. That's true. So, Ollie, your first time having sex. Are you looking forward to it?
Well done.
1-0, son.
One nil. You said, "All right." Look, I wasn't even trying to attack you. We were getting on fine.
You know what? You're right.
See, you call me the asshole.
Stop, Ollie. You're right. I apologize for attacking you. I take it back.
No, you don't, motherfucker. Yes, I do. We don't apologize.
You know what,
son of a bitch?
I like this guy. I don't want to fight with him. I like him.
Why don't you suck his cock then? Just apologize and go against everything that we've laid out. Huh?
I fucking hate you, Ollie.
Will you be his first?
Will you be my new co-host, Ollie?
Yeah.
So I can fire
goodbye,
this.
Goodbye, Gay Lumberjack. Goodbye, damn dirty Dutchman.
You're both out. Get your clogs and your gay little shirts and get out.
Hey, wait a minute. How do I get fired?
Well, because you're Dutch. And as of Friday, you don't exist.
No, as of Friday, we're about to school your chump's ass.
As well to dictate how like high up you are in the hierarchy, just flicking your pen like that.
This?
Yeah, he likes to do that sort of thing.
What is that?
He's always flicking his pen.
It's for a satellite dish.
You know what I mean.
You know, you plug the cable into one end and then the other, and then you close your door on this, and you know.
You call
fascinating
me a nerd.
For the people at home. You are a nerd. This guy turned down pints the other day because he was painting his figurines.
I didn't turn down pints. I was busy doing something else.
Oh, you're like
that
Ben
happened.
With Warhammer and shit. Oh.
That's the same shit.
Actually,
exactly.
Yeah.
Except it's zombies.
Maybe you and Ben can be friends.
Dude, do you 40K or your standard?
Well, see, I can't hear what you're saying, mate. Like,
really? Oh, you turned my gain down too low. Okay, yeah. Do you do the Warhammer 40K or are you still straight Warhammer?
He has no idea what
you're
saying.
Why would I know?
Yeah. Nerd.
What he said was...
It's not going through.
I out-nerded the nerd?
No. He's not the nerd. Ben's the nerd. Fuck you, Ben. Ben's the Warhammer guy.
Oh, shit. Send him over.
You don't simultaneously like Warhammer and football. You see what I mean? It just doesn't go. You like one or the other.
No, dude, because I Warhammer and I fucking rugby.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
When was the last time you played rugby?
No.
That was about 2 summers ago.
Yeah, if you did it 2 summers ago, you didn't do it. No, you don't it do it. You can't ago. Say you do it if you didn't do it for 2 years.
No, wait. Come on. I haven't actually been able, I haven't played in years. But I'll explain why. I'll show you why, actually.
Okay.
Because you've had about 5 cigarettes since we've been watching you.
You are a chain-smoking motherfucker. Oh, and for those of you... Oh, he's...
Can you see the scar there?
No.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, just on the inside of the wrist there, yep.
Yeah, I snapped my arm before I was meant to play my first proper game.
That
my
sucks, buddy.
And then I stopped after that because I have, like, no muscle in my left arm anymore.
Okay, so you took a bad hit and you got injured and you said, fuck it, and I'm out. Okay.
But I bet you got plenty of muscle in your right arm, right?
beaten off.
Only in my wrist.
But okay, so that's cool, man. So before you were going to play your proper game, how many years did you put in?
A couple of seasons.
A couple of seasons. All right, cool.
And you
plus
know,
my everyone, I was sort of raised around everyone in my house playing rugby as well. All like the males.
You grew up in, and it's part of your life. All right, I'll give you that.
That's fair. Because they don't fuck around in England. When you play football or rugby, you play. It's not fucking playtime. It's not like the little Tim Hortons teams leagues around here and shit.
Well, man, if I could play rugby like full seasons, go, I would.
If you weren't a huge pussy, you probably could.
And if I wasn't teaching karate.
Yeah, he's also a black belt.
What position do you play?
I was front.
Fluge.
What?
Isn't that a position?
What?
Okay, Rev, stop making shit up. Tim, answer the question.
What's that?
He wanted to know what position you played.
I was front to the right. I forget what the name of it was.
Front to the... you properly like rugby.
Dude, it's Canada. What the fuck? Well, you expect me to know all the names?
Well done.
They told me to show up. I was there.
But you can't spend 5 minutes being like, I'm a rugby player. What position did you play? I don't know. I used to get the ball.
Dude, it's league rugby around here. You don't expect the A game.
Yeah, but you expect to know what your position was called.
Okay,
what position did you play?
That's true.
So wait, when you say point at the front, Matt. You mean at the front of the scrum on the right?
Yes.
So a tight head prop.
Sure.
Ollie 1, Van Boss, the Dutch Dirty Bastard, 0.
Zero.
Zero.
I used to play loose head prop, so...
Oh, I've heard your end is pretty loose. Here,
and I will take on Matt at a game of football. I will take you on just at scrumming, sure. And I will take you on at... some form of wood chopping.
But it'll be like this.
We actually have lumberjack games. Do you know how to toss a hatchet? I'm asking you all.
Why would I need to toss a hatchet? How backwards are you, where you living?
I know.
Dude, have you guys watched the lumberjack games? Where the lumberjacks get up? Yeah, so of course you
have
it fucking...
because I have a life.
Dude, okay. You watch WWF instead of UFC.
No, I don't. I watch WWE. You fuck you.
Exactly.
No, fuck you. I'm defending that. It's great writing. It's still fun to watch.
Come on.
You would
rather
watch
Ollie?
WWE versus UFC?
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
You know what? Hollywood
Hogan over fucking Michael Bisping?
No, because Hollywood Hogan...
Or that... No, the new dude, John Hathaway?
Hollywood Hogan was WCW, you prick.
Yes.
I'm the prick because I'm not into fake fucking wrestling.
No.
I'm not into the male soap opera. Wow. Give me a fucking break. I want to see you guys fight, and I want to see them bleed, and I want to make it real.
Okay, we're going to do the gayest thing that's ever been on this podcast.
Yeah.
Ollie, give me a high five. Yes. You love it.
That is the gayest thing that's been on.
Except for that one time we had the blowjob contest.
Yeah, or except when I saw you...
The gayest thing that's ever been on the show, and I will go back to it, because they've gone back to the well a lot, is your shirt.
Lumberjacks are anything but gay.
No, dude.
Pinstripes. Pinstripes, man. What the fuck are you, a night at the Roxbury?
Running around with big burly men.
Come on.
Big cylindrical poles. Like, they're not gay, no?
Yeah. I've actually got... What's that? I've got a side with Ollie.
No, Rev. You didn't catch it,
because you keep talking over him. He's talking over me. Let him speak.
Pretty good shouting. It's Christmas.
I'm going to give you this. Okay? Anytime I give you this, you can speak. Other than that, you can't speak. Ollie, your turn.
I can't remember where I was going.
Okay.
You're making fun of lumberjacks. You're gay. As if we finally resorted to violence. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend has just assaulted Matt motherfucking Lees.
What a
the first time on episode 24.
Oh.
Thanks for the permission.
It looks like you got a mutiny on there.
I know, mutiny. Do they help me pay the $14.99 a month for the podcast fees? No.
No. Pay the beer half the time.
Mate, it's your show. It's your show. Just threaten to sack him.
Or you know what I can do? My favorite thing is to just turn his mic off on the mixing board here. And then he can't talk. Then what? You apologize to me, I'll turn your mic back on. There you go. Middle finger for Matt.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's his way of an apology.
You guys have it fancy. You've got a mixing board and everything. I've got a USB port.
Oh, we've got a mixing board. We've got multiple computers running right now. We're watching you on a 52-inch plasma.
Mm, sure.
Okay, it's not 52. It's 32, but, you know, fuck it.
Whatever, 32. Slipping, mate. You're slipping.
I know, but I also stole it. So does that help?
Yeah, well, no, because you don't get no warranty that way. I mean, you're slipping again.
Yeah, but I stole it. So
yeah, but stealing isn't cool and it's not clever.
Free okay? is free.
I'm telling you, the way I stole this TV was pretty fucking clever. I'll tell you off podcast, and then you'll think it's pretty clever.
No, getting stolen goods is big and clever.
Okay.
Not stealing them yourself, only because it's there's a likelihood you get caught.
Yeah, but I didn't get caught.
No, but the punishment outweighs the risk, right? Or the risk outweighs the benefit.
No, it doesn't, because I spent no money, and now we have a 32-inch LCD television
but what happened
to look at Ollie on.
What would have happened if you got caught, man?
I'd go to jail and get fucked and passed around like a bag of Oreos.
You're in Canada. You wouldn't go to jail.
No, I'm not a Brit. I'm not a Canadian citizen. I'd get deported, and I'd be hanging out with this guy.
You wouldn't get deported either.
They'd send me back to Wales, and I'd be like, I'm not living in Wales. I'm going to go live in London.
Who are you calling a faggot?
Nothing would Where'd happen. You'd probably get community service. You spend 3 hours picking up garbage in an orange jumpsuit or something.
You would know. See, this is the fucker who decided to almost get arrested and tell the cops, just so you know, I'm kind of a big deal around here. they got 8 cops after this guy.
8.
And he's just telling them, you know, I'm a local hero. You guys should really just take it easy.
Well, they should have just let me go in the first place.
He does have balls. Too bad he uses them to teabag Van Boss, but he does have balls.
You need balls to wear that shirt.
You know what the best part is? The people at home are probably like, we can't see the shirt! Shut up!
It's a nice shirt!
Just upload a photo.
It's baby blue and it's plaid.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Right now, I'm getting my camera. I'm going to take a picture of his little fairy shirt and we'll upload it with the episode.
Get the buttons as well.
Get the buttons in there? Got them. Give me a big smile, queer. Aw, that's cute. Yeah, see, anytime you take a picture of Rev, he makes the fart face. He looks like he has to take a shit.
I always thought it was the growly face.
No, it looks
don't
like...
Don't mess
it,
with me.
No, it looks
then
like...
I'm half pirate.
Real well.
It looks like I do after I have a Vindaloo.
Vindaloo.
Yeah, he got that joke. Fuck you.
I don't like curry, so...
That joke was for him.
I don't drink. I don't like curry. Don't drive. Pretty useless.
You don't like curry?
No.
Where's the close button on this chat window? Where is it? You're
it's
off.
It's the red one.
Where is it? Okay, we're going to leave you on. I feel bad about just cutting up. You don't like curry. You don't drink. You're not English, sir.
Shut up. How about that? You're not even English. You're Welsh. You can't say shit.
Yeah, but
sheep shagging son of a bitch.
Fuck.
No, that's the Scottish.
No, that's the Welsh.
No, it's the Welsh, mate. You're Canadian. You can say nothing.
Fair
nothing.
Enough.
You know nothing of our culture.
But just remember, Jesus loves the Welsh just a little more.
God did say that, actually.
No other fucker loves them.
Who? Because no one else. I don't know, man.
Jesus has to love the Welsh a little bit more. What have you got? Tom Jones and Chloe
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Hey, don't bring up Tom Jones on my podcast.
Anthony Hopkins.
You couldn't bring up... Wait.
Jones.
What about the original lead singer of Pink Floyd, motherfuckers? I think he was Welsh.
You think?
I was with you. I was saying the fucking Welsh. Why are you giving me the stank eye?
Sorry.
Fuck you and your greasy eyeball, you piece of shit.
My stink eye went the wrong way. What about the stereo motherfucking phonics, huh, Ollie?
You really want to compare anything Wells has done to anything we've done? So who do you have? The original lead singer of Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Shakespeare, Isaac Newton. The list can go on for days of people that are just better than every Welshman.
He's
ever,
actually...
Ever, to exist, ever.
But the English did give us Russell Brand, and that's your fault.
No, I enjoy Russell Brand.
Yeah, so do I. I just thought it, you know.
The man has a lot of talent. He's a great comedian and a very fast writer as well.
Have you seen his new film yet? Take Him to the Greek.
No, I haven't, and I'd really like to as well.
I can send you a copy later if you'd like.
Oh,
I mean no. I don't do that kind of thing.
Acquired.
You're legally acquired.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You know, I'll send payment to.
Russell Brand himself.
Just send me your illegally downloaded file, right? You can bleep it out.
I don't download illegally, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
This part will be edited for the broadcast.
Yeah,
Matt, can I say you just fessed up to stealing a television? Stealing a film's a little, you know what I mean? Stealing something to play on the television's a bit less.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. True. Fine.
You're hiding the wrong crime, man.
Oh dear. Look at this. We just got an email from a listener as we're on live. And I don't know if you're going to be able to see this, Ollie, but I will try. It says, you look sad in this photo, and I know how much you like cartoon penises, so, and here's the photo that he sent me.
Wait.
Turn to the left.
Are you able to make that out?
Wait, the backlight's too much, I can't see it.
I got that covered.
Okay. Oh, it's even worse. Basically, it's a picture of me with a dick in my mouth.
Nice. Taken about 3 hours ago when Reverend got here first.
You drove Reverend here. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but then I took a pee and I didn't know what happened to you guys for 15 minutes.
I hate my life, Ollie. I hate it.
Why do you hate your life?
Because I have this guy and the other guy as my closest friends. You know what I mean?
Don't jump up trying to be random. You'd look like a nerd.
Hey, point is, it happened. Though. Shut up.
He is a nerd. See, I'm a geek. He's a nerd. Big difference. He's a loser.
Proud of it for life. Fuck all y'all.
Don't be proud of it. There's nothing to be proud of, honestly.
Would you be ashamed of me, Ollie, if I was able to pull out a Star Trek encyclopedia right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
And that's what makes me love this show.
Star Trek encyclopedia?
I don't see why you would ever need that.
Because frankly, sometimes he gets into questions about whether or not Spock was gay.
Oh, mate. If I could be bothered, I'd walk over to my bookshelf. I'll pull you out some real stuff. I'll pull you out a Bobby Charlton autobiography.
Okay, you go ahead and you do that.
Wait, nice
little biography on Winston Churchill.
Who's that?
Churchill for the win.
Who's Winston Churchill?
Who's...
Is he a footballer?
Hey, Rev, do you know who Winston Churchill
is? Oh, wait, stop. Ollie, we totally lost you.
Winnie?
Hold on. Are you there, Ollie?
Yeah, that's the name of the pool.
No, we totally lost the Englishman.
No, we didn't. I can hear him.
You back?
You there?
No.
Can you hear us, Ollie?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's one slightly.
And we've got some difficulty.
Don't say there you go. We still can't hear him.
I can hear him. Are you fucking deaf?
Question is, can the podcasters hear him?
Ollie, sing to me.
Don't sing, mate.
Little Tom Jones, if you don't mind, Ollie.
Yeah, I'd rather not. If it's all the same.
I can talk.
Just hello. How's it going?
It's funny because what happened was my action figure fell off the shelf and now Ollie's volume is fucked.
Oh, Christ. All this over a fucking action figure. Grow up.
That's what you get for having toys.
Hey, man. This is a limited edition Bret the motherfucking Hitman Hart, I'll have you know. Tell me that's not the coolest wrestling toy you've ever seen.
Bret Hart's a bit gay. I never enjoyed him.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah. Bret Hart's a bit gay.
Wrestling's a little gay.
Bret Hart is not gay. Bret Hart is awesome.
Bret Hart's a little bit gay. He started bitching because he got screwed over in real life.
You know what, Ollie? You're losing points with me, sir.
Mate, I don't got to lose any points. There's no need for this. I just don't enjoy Bret the Hitman Hart or Star Trek.
Bret Hart did nothing to you, Ollie. You should respect Bret Hart.
He did. What he went and did was on a few occasions, he beat Shawn Michaels. And I was a Shawn Michaels fan.
You know what? I was a Shawn Michaels fan, too. Here's how it went for me. When I was young and impressionable, you know what?
Wow.
You're like a three-year-old. You're like a little child. Here's what happened, Ollie. When I was a little kid and young and impressionable.
When I was a little boy and Hulk Hogan was fighting Randy, the Macho Man Savage, and then Paul Orton beat up Hulk Hogan, I cried.
Wait,
and no one even gave me a cookie.
Because that was an attempt at humor, wasn't it? And it fell off.
Just an attempt. No one ever said I was funny. I've never been accused of that.
Were smiling and trying to contain laughter the whole time. You thought it was funny.
Yeah, you sure did.
I always think I'm funny. I don't care what anyone else thinks.
Shush.
You shut the fuck up.
Ollie just shush. I fucking love it.
I like that he didn't say shh. He went shush.
You know what? You should leave Ollie alone.
I am.
Fair enough. Can I finish my story now?
What, about Hulkster?
Not really.
No. Here was my... It was actually... You know what? It was actually fairly interesting and a fairly legitimate point, and you're a cunt, and you ruined it. You fucking derailed me.
Do you need a cookie? Do you need a cookie, Matt?
Help him out,
You know
Tim.
What? I don't help need a cookie, him, Ollie. All I need is to put these two faders down. Now it's just me and you, Ollie.
Hey!
Buddy. Yeah, finally. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time.
Welcome to the future of Legend in My Spare Time.
Exactly. So, back to wrestling. When I was young and a little fairyish, I was a big Bret Hart guy. Then later, as my bald began... Your mic's off, so just keep your jokes going, cunt. So, no, my mic costs $5. It is not picking you up. So, and then when my balls dropped, I decided that Shawn Michaels was way cooler.
Yeah.
Good. And I'm going to admit this, and I can't. Can you earmuff it for a second, Rev? I'm going to need you to cover your ears for this. No, I want you to really cover your ears. Okay, cover your... No, just cover your ears. I totally cried at WrestleMania when Michaels lost and had to retire.
I didn't, but...
Did you watch it?
I don't believe I did. Which one was it?
Like in April, a couple months ago.
Oh, this one? No, I didn't watch this one. I think the last one I watched, he was fighting The Undertaker.
Yeah, he fought The Undertaker this year, and he fought The Undertaker last year. This year, he lost and had to retire.
Well, he probably, because he's old now anyway, man. And in real life, you always have to go back to in real life. He had, like, back problems for a while, didn't he? And neck
yes.
problems.
Yes, he did. But here we go. We can show you. There you go. There's the Shawn Michaels version.
Oh, God. Okay, that's cool. That's fair game.
With his little tattoo. Now, here's a quiz question for you.
Fuck you!
What's Shawn Michaels' real name? Do you know?
I don't. I do know Rob Van Dam's one, though.
What's
that?
Helps. No, that doesn't help at all. Shawn Michaels...
No, what's his real name?
Michael Hickenbottom.
Michael Hickenbottom. That's a good... They should have kept Michael Hickenbottom, man.
No.
I could get down with a Michael Hickenbottom.
No, that's a footballer's name. And Michael Hickenbottom with this. Oh, that was Australian almost. Shit.
Yeah, man. I think you should just quit on the accents.
Oh, I can do. Yeah. I can do a priceless Chinese accent, but I always get accused of being a racist when I do that.
Just stick to Christopher Walken.
Do you know what? I'm giving you permission to do it as a. I'm not even Chinese, but what I'm trying to say is that you can't have some countries can't be taboo to do accents of.
Exactly.
If you can do that anywhere,
that's what I say.
All right, so we have.
That's why I love.
See, this story comes from...
My colored greens.
There's a local sushi place that the last time I was there, I decided to dine and dash. You know what a dine and dash is?
Yeah. Look, mate, I'm poor. Of course I know what it is.
Fair enough. Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to run that fast, would you?
Oh!
See, you thought he was your friend.
You done made a little joke. Do you feel big? Do you feel proud? Do you think people will like you more? They
a little
won't,
bit.
Because you're still a gay lumberjack.
Oh, no, that's him.
I already get him now.
That makes fun of you for being fat, man.
You're an Englishman. You think you're the witty one because you're talking to 49. Oh, accent, don't you? Oh, you're such a big guy now. All your friends are going to like you.
Wow.
Right. When you finish with your little spiel, right, what I'm going to say. You're going to shush me. Are you going to shush me? Ah, well done. Well done. You used my joke against me.
Exactly.
You must feel proud. Yeah. You must feel so proud of yourself. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for myself.
You gotta laugh. You got to laugh. Come on, man. That's it. You got to laugh. We're all happy for you. It's all fun and games.
I know. I am
See,
laughing.
See, he's like the retarded
You're
cousin.
You're probably laughing on the inside, though.
He's like having a retarded cousin. You have to congratulate him all the time. Good job.
Retarded cousins are one thing.
Retarded.
Just actual Down syndrome kids are another thing. No, just face as well. It looks a bit moon shaped. You know what I mean?
Moon shaped.
Oh shit. So yeah, racist accents is what we were discussing because I ran away from sushi without paying one time. So now my friend and I, Neurotic, our resident hip hop specialist, decided that anytime we see each other, he says, "Oh, I know you, Matt Lees. You no pay last time." Sushi not free, motherfucker. My kids don't eat Matt Weeze because you steal from me, asshole.
Matt Weeze.
I am no bitch. Like fuck you. You fuck on me. Fuck you, Matt Weeze. Oh, I'm such a racist. What else can I do?
Doesn't make you a racist. Does not make you a racist.
Wait, does this make me racist? I will give you 2 rupees for your daughter's hand in marriage.
No, it doesn't make you racist. It just makes it a bad impression.
Oh, that was a bad one? I thought my Indian accent was priceless.
Well, I live in an area there are a lot of people that have come straight from India, so I know the accent isn't very good at all.
Oh.
That's how they sound here, though.
That's how they sound in Canada. You're obviously misinformed, Ollie. I'm sorry.
They all sound like Apu in Canada.
Yeah. Yes.
For real. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be sad.
They really do.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They.
It's like that's where the segregation starts.
Yep.
They.
Again, you can't. See, what you guys are doing is you're overplaying the idea that it could be racist. What you're saying is there is a divisible aspect whereby they're from another country. So all you're saying is the people I'm talking about, they have a reason. There's a reason that you can group them together, like a common thing. Like you could talk about all fat people and go them. and not be like, oh, I hate all fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just it's a common thing that can tie them together. You guys need to, you know, stop thinking that you're being racist.
That's the Canadian way, Ollie. You know, political correctness is fucking killing all the humor.
Yeah, which is why we love the internet.
Because you can't say shit anywhere. You can't say shit in the workplace.
No.
You can't say shit anywhere now without... No. Without
being accused of a racist or a bigot or
can I quickly say that's happening everywhere. If you look over here, there's a thing that some people do during the World Cup is you can buy these like England flags that you attach to your car, and you can ride around with those. Police in some places are now stopping people from doing that because it's seen as racist. Flying your flag on your car, I don't see it.
That's not pride. That's racism now. Like I'm Dutch, so if I have myself that orange flag or whatever the fuck. My people are going to be doing. Cause frankly, I don't follow it.
They already just said that.
Building windmills, buddy. That's what they're going to be doing.
And making wooden shoes.
They're fortifying the dikes.
And that's why the Dutch are no good at football because they're wearing
ourselves some really strong.
Well,
because
they live under sea level.
No, that's trolls.
No, that's the Dutch.
Oh, that's bridges. No. So the Dutch are no good at football because they wear wooden cleats, right?
Whoa! The Dutch are actually, and I hate to admit it, they're quite good for a bunch of orange pansies.
Thank you.
Okay, I tell you what, Tim. Name me one player on the Dutch team.
No.
And you can't name an injured player.
Vandenhoevel.
Come on. Name me one, and it can't be a van.
Dude, that's my entire people.
That's where it ends.
You know why? You know why everything's in van? Because we're not smart enough to spell truck. And I'll admit it.
It's like saying an Eastern European that doesn't end in itch.
That, you know, I got to go back to his van truck joke. I'm going to vote now. Worst joke on Legend in My Spare Time ever.
Not worst joke. Correct
them! Damn near killed them!
And the obligatory joke's been done. All right, moving on.
Worst joke ever.
But no, seriously, I don't follow soccer. I'm only going to follow it this year, Matt, because I know that it's going to piss you fuck off.
Tim, I don't know what soccer is, so fuck
football.
You.
I was saying soccer for the sake of Reverend here.
No, don't do things, especially for the retard. Dude, it's like Rain Man. You have to just treat him like a normal person.
Anyway,
I've set him straight as well. He knows what football is. I've set him straight. We've had words. We've had words.
We've already had this talk. Football is football, and your football is hand egg, as we decided. Because hands and eggs.
I like that.
Exactly.
So with this dead space, we're back to the point that, yes, Matt, while I do not follow football normally, I will this year for the sole purpose of being able to rub every victory that my home country has in your face.
So that'll be zero.
The
confused look on the gentleman on the computer screen says otherwise.
Well,
no, it doesn't. What it means is you clearly have no idea of the World Cup itself, the group you're in, and the people you're likely to face in the later rounds, and the people we're likely to face, and the fact that we're likely to get further than you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't rub it in anyone's face. And your top striker, Ruud van Nistelrooy, you may or may not know him, is injured and cannot play in the World Cup.
And he's also
so
a pussy.
Fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
What, he's going to rub it in your face?
Pretty much.
You are fucked. You just want to rub your balls in my face, that's all.
Want to? No, son, there's a bet on the table.
A bet on the table? What's the bet? How much is Reverend going to make if you rub your balls in my face?
Reverend's not going to make anything.
Oh, who's the bet with?
You'll find out later on when you have to pay them money.
See, I don't know how to be funny, so I'm just going to say something that doesn't have a definitive answer. Then you can't call me on it for being a jackass.
Exactly.
Jackass.
Fuck you.
We Ollie, get nowhere, do you have anything to bring to this fucking train wreck?
I don't know. I got... What do you want?
A couple of pot noodles, a bag of Monster Munch.
You can have some Monster Munch. I'm actually going to refuse pot noodles on the grounds that they're horrible.
What if you take the pot noodle... Right?
Mate, do you know what? Wait, it looked like fucking they were kissing behind you. I swear, your head was there and their heads just met in the middle behind your head.
They probably were kissing. You know what you should do though, Ollie? Here's what I want you to try. You take a pot noodle, you cook, you know, you put the hot water in, then you crack an egg into it, stick it in the microwave, and then when it cooks, you can cut it into slices and put it on bread and eat.
Did you choke? Doesn't that sound delicious? What happened to your end of your sentence, man?
That
sounds like the worst thing ever.
No, that's the look on your face is priceless, though. I wish this was a video show. Fine.
Here's what we're gonna do.
Okay, we do have an idea, Ollie. We have this thing where the Reverend reads out advice.
Yeah.
He reads out questions and gives advice. Would you like to join him on this?
Actually, yeah, we're gonna ask Ollie a question, and you're gonna give your advice to the the first person is gonna be called Wasting Endless Towels. I don't know what that means.
I know what it means
because I haven't read the question yet.
But while you do that, I'm gonna pull a Zach, and I'm gonna go take a pee.
Okay, you do what you got to do, Matt Lees.
And from all over the world, the wonder of technology is now going to ally the Reverend and Sir Ollie. We're going to call you Sir Ollie from now on.
Cheers, mate.
You will be referred to as Sir Ollie. Advice for the lonely sack who wrote to us.
That's right. I don't know why people write to us, but they do. So this week we're going to go to our honorary Reverend Ollie in London. Is that where you are, Ollie?
Yeah, Greater London. Yeah.
Right on. All right, so here we go. I have recently started dating a sexually adventurous man. He is the first person to successfully fist me, and it's fantastic. When I orgasm, both during the fisting and after the fisting while he fingers me, I squirt lots. Afterwards, the sheets are soaked and I'm in a puddle. We've put towels down, but the sheer volume of liquid soaks through them. Without towels, it soaks all the way through the mattress. To the mattress. I'm not super pleased about ruining my mattress. And the post-coital sleeping on very wet sheets is not ideal. I don't really want to sleep on a plastic-wrapped mattress and change my sheets every time we have sex. Does anything exist that's super absorbent that I could put down during sex, or even something that might go under the sheets to at least protect the bed? That's from Wasting Endless Towels. What's your advice, Ollie?
Right, Wasting Endless Towels. I got a few little bits of advice for you. One, make up your mind. Do you want to sleep well, or do you want to come? That's one. Secondly, if it's going right through the mattress, I'm looking at my mattress, you squirt way too much. There's something wrong with you and you're a freak. Thirdly, if you're going to do that sort of heebie-jeebie fucked up nonsense, do it in a bathroom. Do it where like the surface beneath you isn't porous. You know what I mean? It's much easier. Get a mop. Mop it up. Right? Also, just don't do it. Fisting just sounds nasty anyway. Nah, I don't like you. You're a freak. Okay? You're a freak. And I'm giving you no advice whatsoever. Go fuck off. You're a freak.
That was pretty good advice. That's from the honorary Reverend Sir Ollie in London.
So basically, all I walked in on was fisting and fuck off. Yeah, Nicely done, sir.
That was a pretty crazy fucking question. What's that, Tim?
I just want to jump on this with a real-world scenario. Remember, Reverend, when we were talking once about how I may be an asshole for having given all of my ex-girlfriends terrible nicknames?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There was a girl that I dated for quite a while that we nicknamed Squirtle. Yeah, it happens. So,
like the Pokemon.
Just like the Pokemon. So, did
you catch the face, by the way, that Sir Ollie just made at you?
No.
When you said that, it was fucking priceless.
Yeah, Tim dates all the great girls.
Oh. I got a great repertoire. But anyway, so the trick that Squirtle and I had to put together was multiple layers of towels, but crisscrossed. So you'd have a couple going horizontally, and then a couple going vertically, and then a couple going horizontally.
Oh, so you're working with the wick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like your cross fabric.
See what I mean by his stories take a fucking week?
I just think I don't agree with the level of like degradation. I don't think you should be allowed a girlfriend.
Dude.
I can't imagine fisting a girl. That is the strangest idea in the world.
Well, you do need to
that
fist
just
the girl's
sounds wrong.
You do need to fist a girl's ass in order to get the gypsy cabbage to work.
My problem isn't so much with the actions between two consenting adults, but the fact that you'd give her such a name to your friends, it just seems like a breach of confidence. It doesn't seem very nice at all. Sorry, man. We set aside a whole podcast on my show to this, and my views on how people treat women. Like that's just a bit dickish.
So then, are you actually saying to answer the question? Am I
don't
an
answer
asshole?
The question. No, you've been shamed.
So you're saying yes, he is an asshole
for having named all of my ex-girlfriends.
I'm saying for giving names like that. I believe that's not nice. Oh, you've gone down a peg, Dutchman.
Ooh, you
should start calling Ben Squirtle.
The best part is Reverend has no idea who Ben is.
No, I don't need.
I don't even know you, and I hate you now. Oh shit. I hope Ben doesn't listen to this in the bathtub listening to My Chemical Romance. Why does everybody hate me?
He's going to be crying tears of his own tears.
It's okay, Ben. I don't actually hate you. It's just fun to pick on you. Like the retarded kid in gym class.
Mm-hmm. Well, like what in gym? PE. Come on.
Yeah, but PE. I can't say PE in front of Tweedledee and Dumber. Then I'll have to explain it to them. Okay,
listen
so.
Listen to you, smart guy. You're coming off like the superstar here.
I am the superstar because this is my motherfucking show.
You're not a local hero.
Oh, you're a local hero, though.
At least, like, why is he a local hero? Why are you a local hero, Reverend?
I solve crimes sometimes.
That's it. He solves crimes. That's it.
Sometimes.
Okay.
That's it.
And he plays the kazoo in his band.
Oh, you play the kazoo?
Yeah.
Yep.
I swear when you just shifted your position there that we just saw your nutsack.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen your nutsack like 3 times now, Ollie.
Mate. Well, man, you got nutsack. There is no fucking nutsack there. You shut up. I'm a eunuch.
Oh, fair enough.
And I'm
now. Do you hate when Zach calls you Oli?
You know, I'm not fussed. Like some people say things how they say it. I'm upset when people spell my name wrong. That's my main peeve, which you did earlier, Matt.
No, I did. I corrected it.
Was it one L or two?
Oli. I saw that shit.
Isn't it?
Oh, you go look for there is Oli. Isn't it? How you spell it, mate.
Aren't you supposed to spell it Oli?
No, that's Oli.
Yeah, but
it's Ollie. It's how you get the sort of softer O.
Now, skateboarding.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but your name is spelt Oliver. So when you shorten Oliver, it's Oli.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, but when you follow the actual English language, which I know you guys it's still taking some time to get used to. But when you actually use the language as it's intended, when you use the two L's, it softens the O to make it Ollie instead of Oli because there's too many vowels otherwise it'd keep the O's.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Reverend named his dog Ollie, so fuck you.
Okay, well done, the Reverend.
He's a pretty little shih tzu.
But how did you spell Ollie for your dog?
But he named him after you, so it's just all love. It's all love.
So you're right.
It's all blessed, then, isn't it?
It's all blessed. That's right. I want to name my dog Bex, but my girlfriend says that's a stupid idea.
Call it Ben.
Ben. And then I'll just kick it all the time. Fuck you. I'll banish it to the corner and be like, I fucking hate
you. Fuck you, Squirtle.
Okay, so the next advice call. Let's have it. Come on.
Okay, well, who's up for this one? I don't feel like doing it tonight.
Okay, I'll read it.
I'm all about helping.
No, it's got to be Sir Ollie.
Right back to Sir Ollie.
With a secondary fielding.
I just want to point out, we got about 15 minutes, and that's going to be a 2-hour episode. And I'm going to split it into two. Yeah. So just saying.
Good call.
All right. And it's probably 5 a.m. for you, huh, Sir Ollie?
Mate, it's about 1:45, but I don't plan on getting to bed tonight. So
so you'll just stay up all night?
Yeah, well, I've got to go out and meet a friend at about midday. So at this point, there's not really worth. Like, I've got to take a shower, shave, moisturize. It's just going to take too long.
Isn't that like 6 hours, dude? You have 6 hours. You can't sleep in 6 hours?
I'd rather not, because I'll wake up all cranky and I won't want to see anyone. I'm an old man at heart.
Fair enough. I've been a grumpy old man since I was 19 too, buddy. You're preaching to the choir.
Curmudgeon.
Okay, go. Read the advice column for Sir Ollie.
Honorary Reverend.
I don't like honorary Reverend.
Shut the fuck up. That's what I'm calling him.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for being nice.
I'm a straight male college student in a relationship.
Gay.
Which had been going great. The only incongruity was that for a religious reason, I don't want to have penetrative vaginal sex before marriage. I'm up for anything else. I would eat her out, piss on her, whatever else, but not vaginal sex. I made this clear at the beginning. My girlfriend started bringing up how she wanted to have actual sex. I told her, I love you, and if you need to fuck other guys, go for it.
Whoa.
To my relief, she was completely repulsed and offended by the suggestion. A week later, she confessed that she had gone ahead and slept with someone. I had no idea I would be this hurt. I feel like I can't trust her now. And I can't bring myself to sleep in her bed anymore. I feel like a hypocrite since I brought up the idea of her sleeping with someone else in the first place. But I was unprepared for the reality since she berated me for making the proposal at all. Still, I feel like I don't have a leg to stand on here. I told her to do this. She regrets the hookup. I don't know if I'm ever asking for advice. I just wonder if I'm acting childishly. And that is from Wishing Ancillary Fucking Feltless Emotionless Ruinous.
Oh, so some big long name to the legend. In my, it came to legendinmypodcast@gmail.com for advice from the Reverend. We're shooting over to the honorary Reverend live from London, England, right beside Shepherd's Bush,
This is the English advice.
Only you and I get that joke, Ollie. What's your advice for this daft cunt who told his girl to sleep with somebody else and then got mad when she did it?
Well, before I give some advice, I've got some issues with it first. Is that all right if I get some issues out of the way with it?
You do whatever you want, man. Go for it.
Right. By religion, the act of sex itself is frowned upon because of the sin of lust. Now, any other sexual act still comes under lust, the need to ejaculate, the need to gain sexual pleasure from it. So first of all, you're stupid. If you're going to do all of those things, you might as well fuck, and you're a hypocrite. So I don't like you to begin with. Secondly, secondly, you told her to go and fuck someone. You obviously were retarded enough to say it, and I'm going to say it. You should feel like a prick. You feel guilty because you told her to do something, mate. Think it through next time. Men, by their nature, are slightly jealous. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no need to do it then, was there? You're an idiot. You need to fuck other guys. Just break up with her then.
Done.
Just, all right, yeah. You have no right to feel selfish. You are going to feel selfish. You have no right to feel it because you told her to do it, and you're a dickhead.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Bravo.
The honorary Reverend Sir Ollie has spoken.
From England.
Yeah, Ollie.
You've been told wishing ancillary.
Oh, don't try to read that fucking thing again.
Also, why sign off with such a long name? Just, you're not going to stand out anymore. Your story, it stood out enough.
Yeah.
But no need for the long name. Just use a real name. Why don't people ever use their real name?
And the stupid part is, he sent it to us as an email, so we get his real name as the email. But then he signs it with, I love cock.
Whatever. This can't be true. It can't be like people actually writing in real problems.
People
come on.
Ollie,
are you insinuating that we would falsify advice columns to the Reverend Damn Davies?
No, I'm insinuating that your listeners would, in a vain attempt to get some form of airtime that doesn't really make any sense because you're not reading out their actual names and only they would care.
Fair enough.
And I think that's kind of sad.
Cool, I like that answer way better than mine.
80% of his audience. Well,
yeah. Now, the other question we wanted to ask you was, we got an email today from a 15-year-old that's listening to us. Do you think he's too young to listen?
No.
Fair enough.
That was my vote.
Again, I watched Terminator 2 when I was in primary school. I'm not a big fan of adhering to sort of age things. I think it's really sad. Because my brother is now 35, so I had an older brother with a cool video collection when I was growing up. So it's made me into a nice, well-adjusted guy.
Did you ever watch your brother's VHS porn tapes?
No, not my brother. However, there was a guy that moved in with us. He was like my third brother because he was a mate that we had down the rugby club, and he didn't have anywhere to live, so he stayed with us for about 2 years. And I stumbled across his one.
And was it on a videotape?
It was on a videotape, yeah.
So you popped it in the video and just resumed it where it was.
Mate, I resumed it where it was, and I know damn well exact. Mate, I know what happened. I know I started off at the exact point where he finished.
Yes. Yes, I did just steal Zach's stand-up joke.
Yes, I knew it as well. I fucking knew you were doing that.
Zach's probably listening right now like, that's my fucking joke! I'm an angry Ewok!
That is a great impression, by the
way. Is it? Wait, I can do a really good Zach. Ready?
Welcome to Misinformation Episode 3000. I'm Zach!
I don't think you're good. It's got to be a little more like this.
No, that's not Zach at all.
I'm Zach,
and I'm an angry Ewok. I hate my job. I'm angry.
I sound more like him than you do. I'm Zach from Iowa.
No, you don't.
He's more scratchy with this.
Which one of us sounds more like Zach, Ollie?
Matt.
Yeah. See, fuck you.
Sorry, man. It just he's got it there.
Fair enough.
But come on, he needed something after all the poor accents. So
that's true. But you know what? I think we should close off by being nice to the Reverend because he's probably going to start to cry on the balcony after we're done here.
Gonna go home and eat a whole lot of cookies.
Shush.
You want a cookie?
Yeah, Ollie, I think you should adopt this. I didn't mean to just call you Ollie. I know your name is Ollie. I don't know why I did that, but there's something else we're gonna want you to adopt. So you're gonna spread the word about stay away from Bullet Belt. You're gonna start telling people that AK has herpes.
Yeah.
And from now on, whenever somebody that you know or anybody that you know,
I'm looking at you, Ben,
acts like a pussy and says, oh, my feelings are hurt, instead of saying, suck it up, you say, oh, do you want a cookie? Because that's
I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Why not?
It doesn't fit my personality, to be honest.
What, no. What do you say when somebody starts acting like a pussy?
Stop being a pussy.
No, just try it once. For just try mock it once.
Them.
Say, hey.
You gotta mock them a little
yeah, yeah.
bit.
Yeah, yeah. Say, hey, would you like a cookie?
See, it doesn't make sense because you have something similar to that if someone's trying to talk about something that isn't important as well. So I can't really mix them, which would be like, say if the damn Dirty Dutchman goes on one of his stories and it finishes without a laugh.
Like
you
usual.
Go, what do you want, you cunt? A sweetie? Shut up. See, oh. That works better.
That's fair. Okay.
Say that again. Have a cookie. I didn't catch it all.
What do you want? A sweetie, which is like a candy. Okay. That's I like yours too. And anything that disses the Dutchman, I love. It's strange.
I'm not having a go.
Yeah,
you're all lovely.
Me, no
apart
one likes
from,
the Dutch.
Everybody hates the Dutch, and Jesus loves the Welsh just a little more.
That's right.
Because no one else loves them.
And Ben's a fag. So that's what we've learned today.
Bit of a fruit.
Oh, Ben, you should have heard the
and
shit.
Soccer's for poor people.
And the violence continues for the first episode ever. Where the fucking two of these guys are.
Well, why do you say it's for poor people, though? That I don't understand.
He's picturing little South African kids kicking stones around the field. He's not. He's with not thinking of the wonderment. The wonderment that is Old Trafford. You know what
well,
I mean?
No, to be to get back to it, that really doesn't matter. If anything, it's a better sport. Surely it can be shared by everyone around the world.
Ooh,
when I didn't have a football when I was young, we kicked a fucking can or a tennis ball. But you can still learn how to play the sport. Mm-hmm. What can you do with yours? You throw an egg. You drop that egg once, you can't fucking play anymore.
Right. I'm with this guy. I'm telling you, I'm on his side.
Well, you'd be the best egg thrower in the world or catcher.
What?
Yeah, but who's going to catch it? If you throw an egg, 70 yards, the sheer impact when it hits your hands is.
Poor kids can't afford the eggs, Ollie. They can't afford the eggs to play that game.
Exactly,
okay?
Which is why your sport is less inclusive. Also, you wear pads like sissy girls.
Yeah.
Who wears pants like sissy girls?
Pads.
We wear pants. You don't wear pants, obviously.
We've seen
your
nuts.
Your fucking ball sack three times tonight.
It's true.
Look, Matt, you heard what I'm saying. Even though this guy does seem quite drunk.
I know,
quite
it's
gay,
the accent,
quite
right? He said you wear pads, which is why you're pussies. Because rugby players don't wear pads like football or hand egg players do.
Well, how about a sport that includes the Brits? Like UFC.
Why are we going back to UFC?
Go to UFC. UFC is bullshit. It's a mongrel breed of everything. How about boxing?
No, God. Boxing.
I like this guy.
Boxing
you
is what?
You
12
shut your
ounce
fucking
gloves?
Mouth. You
12
shut your
ounce
mouth.
Gloves.
Boxing is an actual discipline. Boxing is called the sweet science for a reason.
No, boxing is archaic now.
No, it's not.
Boxing
is
a
pure
joke.
Form. Boxing,
12
look,
ounce
you have
gloves
a diluted half-breed of a sport, basically.
12-ounce gloves as opposed to 4-ounce gloves. One shot in the UFC knocks you out. You got to take 12 shots in the head to get knocked out.
Tell you what,
fucking boxing.
I watched.
So boxing's better value for your money then, isn't it? Dickhead? Oh. If you're paying, say you pay 50 quid to go and see a UFC fight, and someone gets knocked out with the first punch, you're going to be pissed.
Okay.
You get 12 rounds of boxing.
You know what? You know what,
which is why we love getting
you know
back to WWE.
Is. You know what? Boxing. Hold on. Give me. Me one
go.
More thing.
Do it.
Boxing, compared to the UFC. Okay. So take your football. Okay, and that's the UFC. Now, put a foot of pads on either side of the goalie. Now that's boxing.
No.
If anything, hold up, what you've said. If you put a foot of pads either side of the goalie, it would therefore decrease the size of the goal by 2 feet, making the game harder. Boxing is a harder sport than UFC.
Ooh.
Endurance-wise.
British guy.
British guy gets the point.
I'm saying this, I will defend this sport to the end against your mongrel sport.
Mongrel sport.
I boxed for a fair few years, and I learned how to do it.
What'd you learn how to do?
Where did I learn how to do it?
What did you learn how to do?
Boxing. I used to box. Give me a break.
Huh?
He wants to box you.
I grew up boxing. And then I gave it up and I went into wrestling. Then I got into a man sport, which is mixed martial arts.
When will you?
No fucking rules.
You can't say you went in mixed martial arts. Have you ever had a mixed martial arts match? Saying you're going to beat up Van Boss does not make you an MMA artist.
I will
artist.
Beat everyone up.
I will beat you up. I will take you on.
You have no chance against me.
Oh,
actually, you
I
know
guarantee.
That
where do you live? You live in Pleasantsville, Canada.
Yes.
Right? I live on a council estate, Matt, you know what a council estate is?
I do.
A council
in a shithole area of London.
Yes.
You wouldn't take me on. You would lose. And plus, I'm a man now.
I would take you on any day of the week.
I will
any
sit
day.
On you, my friend. I will sit on you.
You could try, but you'd be on the ground before you could get anywhere close to me.
He's already challenged Van Boss to a fight, and we're going to have a big event one week where these guys fight each other. So then after he gets beat up by Van Boss, he's going to get beat up by Ollie.
I'm telling you, nobody can beat me up. That's
I'm telling
it.
You. I'm telling you. If this guy's so British and lives on a council estate, he will fuck you up.
I will beat up anybody. I will go to England when you go to England next, and we will beat him up.
What's this wee shit? I'm going to be on his side.
You'll be the ref.
Afraid of a plane.
You're the one who's going to have to pull me off of him.
But now, all right. Them's fighting words. You will get destroyed. That's all I'm saying.
No way.
Ollie.
I will knock your teeth out so much you will be able to eat dinner through your asshole.
Oh, dude.
Shut your mouth.
But that being said, Ollie, it'll make sucking Van Boss's dick a lot easier for him if he doesn't have teeth.
You're going to call me the orthodontist. You won't be able to say please. All you can say is please.
Wait,
stop.
Was that a joke?
Reverend, please.
Reverend made a joke. He went and made an insult, and it didn't work.
You can't do shit. You know what?
This right here, Reverend, your mouth, you should shush it. This right here is called the art of torpedoing. I'm the youngest of three brothers. I had to learn how to torpedo jokes.
Good
and I will
you.
Torpedo you all day long, Canuck. You shush.
I love this. I fucking love this man right here.
He talks a lot. That's right.
Yeah, but he's beaten you like six times straight.
That's fine.
You better go home and Google how to be funny, and then come on back next week and we'll try again.
How to be British.
How to be British.
I can't do that.
No, your accent is
terrible. I'm trying to be funny.
I love you really, Rev. You seem a funny guy.
Even though you've been calling him a retard for the last hour.
That's all in the name of fun.
Oh, did you make a joke?
Who cares?
Yeah, but you know what
it
is?
If you listen to the podcast, that's what I do. I try and slag Ben off for about an hour every
good.
Week.
You're yeah. quick, yeah, and I respect that.
He respects. See, now, because we're winding down, we're all being nice to each other. Except for you, Dutch boy. Fuck you.
Fucking Dutch.
Yes. Oh, Ruud van Nistelrooy. Yay! Cunt.
What have the Dutch ever done as well?
We brought the world funnel cake.
Windmills.
Most tulips,
dykes.
Actually,
you know what? They could have used some fucking Dutch engineering in
that'd be New Orleans.
Oregon.
Yep.
Well,
and Texas recently, yes.
Yeah.
Let me say this about that.
Should have pulled the Dutch in to help them out with their dykes.
We also happen to produce the best porn stars. We happen to produce some of the nicest sugar products.
Sugar product? You mean chocolate?
Mostly.
Wouldn't
well, you see, we actually sell the sugar product, like the confectionery sugar, to the Swedish, and they make your Swiss chocolate.
The Dutch are a sneaky bunch, I know that.
Wait, whoa, hold on. Did you just say you sell your sugar to the Swedish who makes Swiss chocolate?
Who do you think owns the sugarcane fields all over the southern
No. What I'm trying to say, I'm not having a go at the sugar, but yeah. You said selling to the Swedish who
Looks
makes
like
Swiss
chocolate.
You've
already had a go with the sugar, sir.
Yeah, that was like a double negative or a double whatever.
Well,
I blame
well,
the geography.
Surely
the
Swiss
geographical
makes
difference
Swiss chocolate.
On the beer that I've been drinking. I will give it that. I did clearly misnomer the country of origin, which I was trying to explain.
He's all slurring his words. Did you hear that?
Right.
Fuck you.
And I'm driving you home.
Driving me home.
Yeah, high five.
Where's the breathalyzer? Did you see their high five? Oh.
High five.
Why are you high fiving each other? Because you're both drunk.
No.
That's why you're losing, Reverend. That's why you've been losing. I reckon if we met each other sober, because I'm still sober and on the top of my game right now. Yeah. If we met each other sober, you might be able to get one up on me.
No.
Maybe.
I've
Maybe.
Seen him sober.
If you're lucky.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm not even like that, though.
That's true. When he's not drunk, he's not an asshole.
No, I've seen him
generally,
sober.
He's a very nice
asshole person.
I wouldn't go that far. But the reason that they high-fived was because Tim said, I'm drunk. Reverend said, hey, you're my ride home. So they high-fived.
Oh, you let him stay at yours, Matt. Like, I don't want him to die.
Do you think I want these two fucks staying at my house?
You live in Canada, no one's gonna die.
That's true. Not to worry. I'd rather them die than sleep on my couch. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I
want to be the voice of reason and goodness here. You know, I'm gonna be like a typical Englishman, and this is all getting very, very silly. Okay? Silly. So what I want you to do is let these two fuck nuggets sleep somewhere on your floor, on your sofa, something.
I can't give kids.
Or don't, fuck them. Just throw them out in the car. Let them die. I'm not fussed either way.
Fair. I'll tell you what. I will give them $10 for a cab and tell them to get the fuck out.
No, make them get their own cab. Make them fucking sell themselves to get money.
Oh. No, I got a nice spare room, so yeah.
Van Boss is good at that. You know, selling his body. I suck your dick, $5.
Okay, he's got to be at work at how many hours now?
When? 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So, what time is it for you now? Six? Getting close?
I got an hour. It's 5:04 right now.
5:04. So,
56 minutes. Fuck, I'm screwed.
In 1 hour, Van Boss has to be at work.
Yeah, we're not in the same time zone.
We're not in the same time zone. You're right. So, okay.
Also, again, you're behind us. Just saying, it's where time starts. Time originates in Greenwich, in London. Everything's GMT plus or minus.
He's right, you know. But Jesus loves the Welsh just a little more.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one else loves him. No, like, do you know what? Not even Jesus loves the Welsh. Otherwise, he wouldn't have like got everyone to close down all the mines. He wouldn't have destroyed your economy. Sent the great Margaret Thatcher to kill everybody in your country.
Well, thanks for ending on a positive note, Ollie.
Well, that's no. I've got a good thing. See the pot noodles you love so much?
Uh-huh.
It's actually saved the Welsh economy. When the mines shut down, they also opened a pot noodle factory next to near one of the abandoned mines, and they all got jobs at pot noodle. So, there we go.
So, I like pot noodles because it's supporting the Welsh economy.
There we go.
You're I'm a good patriot. Yeah. Well done.
I'm a patriot. So, listen, let's do the round table so we can close off this fucking clusterfuck. Are you all pussy hurt now or what?
I'm good in the hood.
He looks kind of offended, doesn't he?
I'm kind of getting bored now. I'll be honest.
<It's> bored?
I did check out about a half hour ago.
Fair enough. So the Reverend's closing words are, I'm bored. Okay, Van Boss?
Hi.
Oh, God. Okay, Ollie, save us. Close this out.
Well, I haven't got anything to close out. Thank you guys for having me
on
the show.
Say something witty, for fuck's sake.
Say something witty.
Can you quote Churchill for me?
Say that Ben's a fag.
The Rev's a fag. There we go. I'll take that one instead.
The Rev's a fag. But not as much as Ben, you dirty, dirty fucker. Does Ben really have a moat around his house?
Does Ben what?
Have a moat around his house? He said he did on an episode.
No, he doesn't have a moat. He's taking the piss, but his house is fucking huge.
You know what?
Huge, huge.
I now hate him even more because he lied to me through podcast, and I hate when people do that.
The whole thing is a lie. Me and Ben get on really well.
Well, now I'm upset at both of you, you fuckers.
Well, 2 hours, Ollie's had 20 cigarettes.
It's true, you are a chain-smoking mofo. Smoking.
I feel pretty good about my habit now, true. To be honest.
Are you sure that's not weed that you're smoking?
No, I'm sure it's rolling tobacco, it's a rolling cigarette.
Oh, fair
Is
enough.
It drum? You get drum there?
Drum.
Drum tastes like vinegar. I've got...
What do you smoke?
Amber leaf.
No idea. No, I will. You'll look for it.
I'll smoke anything. Once.
including Paul. Dick.
Paul. Yeah.
What a better time to end. Ollie, it's been a pleasure having you. Please check out, what's the name of your show?
Ben and Ollie's, just Ben and Ollie's Not Quite Radio Show.
Search that up on iTunes. It's a very entertaining show. They're not as funny as us, but they're pretty entertaining.
We are funnier than this lowly, lowly podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, cunt. Give us one more cunt.
Cunt.
Oh, it's beautiful. My name is Matt motherfucking Lees. It has been a pleasure having you guys here for this double-length episode for 24. We will see you soon for episode 25.
That's right.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, get the fuck off of our podcast.
Dirty fucking whores. Legend in my bed. Magic never fails. You got some power, motherfucker. It's heavy ammunition in your can. You got some punch. Yahoo and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Announcer, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never been like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shine. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. As I'm a colony, try all the colony. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Friend like me.